You're listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York, here with your host Tim Sweeney. And tonight we have a very special guest returning to the show who's got a bunch of stuff happening this weekend. It's DJ Dex from Underground Resistance.
Hello, hello.
Thanks for coming back.
Man, it feels like I was just here yesterday, but it's...
It does feel like it was pretty... I mean, when was it?
It was like a year and a half ago, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It was January, because I remember it was right after New Year's.
Oh, wow.
Because I was working on that mix CD.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's been a while. It's good to be back.
And I think... I forget if I even put... There was a part of that set that, you know, I hadn't put up online because we were waiting for it to come out.
Yeah.
I think I did switch it now, though, so that set's
up
there.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's not, I'll do it.
No, I'm pretty
week.
Sure you got it up there because I remember some people had asked me about that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, no, it's up there now. So,
okay.
So you
cool.
Can, you can check it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been, you know, pretty busy year music wise, year and a half or whatever. I did a little tour to support that CD, and then also UR released Interstellar Fugitives Part 2 project.
Right. Yeah.
And that was like also part of the tour that I was, while I was there, that was like in April of last year in Japan. So it was pretty busy during that time. Then I came back to New York, played a few gigs during the summer here at Love. And then I've kind of been laying low trying to work on music again and kind of get things back ramped up. So that's kind of like part of the reason why I want to come down too, is promote this weekend and also like talk about different projects that I have coming up that are my own stuff and then also stuff that's part of UR.
All right, you want to talk about? I mean, what are those projects coming up?
Let's see. Just to like catch up first. The first thing just came out like in I think April or May was a remix I did for a drum and bass artist. His name's Martin, and he's actually Dutch. He's based out of Holland. And that was this remix project for a label called Revolver. And it was the concept was basically drum and bass remixed by techno and house guys. So the one side was done by John Tejada, and he did kind of like a nice grooving like acid number, which I think I'll probably sneak that in as well. And then I did like the more like dirty grinding Detroit techno style on the flip side. So that's out now. It's been out for, like I said, like 3 months. And then the other project I have in the works, which I'm going to debut here, is a remix I did for New Blue Records, which is obviously here in New York, which I think a lot of people are familiar with. We did like a... my remix is basically a part of a set of remixes. The first one that was done was by Claude Von Stroke, and that one came out, I think, in May.
And that's of the New Blue Orchestra?
Yeah, right. For a New Blue Orchestra.
Yeah, okay.
They're doing like a whole series of remixes, and UR is the next one.
Okay.
So I did one track, and then this other guy in UR, who produces under the name Unknown Soldier, he did the other mix.
So, and is this under your Nomadico?
Right. Yeah, that's my new project now that I'm trying to do. Nomadico is kind of I'm still kind of hashing it out.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of going for more like weird, like funky house stuff. It's kind of strange. A little bit slower in some instances, but I still want to keep it kind of on the dark side.
Yeah.
Just to go with the vibe of UR. You know, overall, it's always kind of been a little bit twisted.
Yeah.
But actually, this Theo Parrish track reminds me of something that would be on UR. This synthetic phlegm thing.
Yeah.
It's very like, you just hear it and you're like, what the hell is this? You know what I mean? It's raw.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Nomadico is kind of, I'm trying to, you know, kind of hit that kind of vibe, but with my own kind of twist on it. So see how that works out. But so New Blue thing is probably going to come out, I think, before the end of the year. I'm not sure of the solid set date. I know I've turned it in. It's mastered, and it's in the works already.
Okay.
So that should be coming out. Keep an eye out for that.
All right.
And then the big thing, which is the big UR thing, is Electronic Warfare 2.0.
Oh, really?
Which, you know, the first one came out like 10 years ago, like in 96. It's almost 12 years. But that was a real influential record for UR as far as like really experimental electro that was getting away from like kind of the 80s. Influence stuff.
Yeah.
It was a lot more percussive and polyrhythmic with like little congas and like the unusual stuttered kicks and stuff and really strange acid lines, but still melodic. So this is part two now, and part two is a little more I think a little more aggressive, There's some stuff where we have vocals on it, and like I said, I'm gonna drop some stuff in the set, and I'll get the track listened to you, so
Okay. Everybody
knows what it is. So
yeah.
There's Electronic Warfare, and then I have my own like spin-off single from the Electronic Warfare album, and that's coming out. So
Oh, wow.
Like I said, I've been busy.
And that's gonna be on UR.
This is a UR project, right?
Okay.
This is my own UR EP. This is UR061, the Nomadico EP.
All right.
So I'm going to play a couple tracks from that as well.
Nice.
So it's been a long time coming. Mike is really all about putting stuff out when it's ready.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, it's a lot of back and forth. Like, what do you think of this? He's like, nah, try again. And I'm like, damn it. So I keep going and going. But, you know, that's kind of like the standard where he's at. And
did he give you a patch yet?
I have a patch.
I actually got a patch
while I was DJing.
Oh, nice.
I got a patch from DJing and just kind of being down, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
What patch did you get?
I've got the Lifetime Member patch.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. Very few people get that patch, but I did get a patch. It's kind of like being in the Boy Scouts, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
that's what I've heard.
Yeah. If you miss enough flights trying to get to a gig, if you chew out a promoter or two for not putting you on in your correct slot, you get a patch. Things like that.
All right.
That, and after you mix down, you know, a track like 20 times. Like, nope, still not got it. Don't got it. Try again. You know, then you get a patch. It is like boot camp, you know. But yeah, that's what's going on. That and the mix I want to do tonight is going to be, you know, that stuff, these new projects that got coming up. Also a few remixes here and there from friends of mine, Los Hermanos. Also, we're real tight with the Final Frontier crew in Italy. Mm-hmm. Marco Passerani,
right,
Raiders
yeah.
of the Lost Ark, that whole crew.
Good guys.
Francisco, yeah. Those guys are just like ace, man. So they gave me some stuff, so I got some things from them to play that are coming up. There's a remix that Los Hermanos did for them that I'm going to play. And then I have some unreleased UR stuff that I worked on. Because one of the things that I did a lot when I was in Detroit was work in the studio and just kind of be like a studio rat, you know, edits, mixes, recording, and just kind of learning the craft. So I have parts still sitting in my computer of tracks that are finished and released, but I figure I can play around with them and make new versions and play on Beats in Space.
All right.
So I have a few, I got like, you know, about four or five tracks that have been put out, but you're going to hear a different version of it tonight.
Nice.
So, you know, want to make this as special as possible.
All right. And then we also have to mention how you're playing this Friday and Saturday.
Oh, yes.
Dude, with
I got like a laundry list, man.
I know.
Yeah. So this, and then this big weekend is coming up. I've been looking forward to this
the
for
The UR
a while.
Weekend.
This is the UR weekend, man. If you can't make it, one night you can go to the other night.
Yeah.
So Friday night, we're doing the basement and APT. Tim's doing the
upstairs. Yeah, that's true. I always forget about
Yeah,
that.
You're doing the upstairs, so it's going to be cool because I always come by to see you and I'm always like, man, I want to play in that basement. And now it's going to happen. So, we're doing downstairs. It's going to be James Pennington, who records at Suburban Night. You know, he's like our big brother.
Yeah.
He's been in UR for like 12 years now. Been making music for like 20 years.
Yeah.
So he's like one of our mentors, and he's one of those guys that says, nope, try again. And then another new kid on the block, this guy Milton Baldwin, who records as Scourge.
Yeah.
And also he's in on this Aquanauts project, which
has
had stuff on Interstellar Fugitives 2, and also he's got his own record coming out, which I'm going to also play, the Scourge EP.
Right.
So, that's going to be the crew. Them two and myself, Friday night at APT.
APT, which is at 419 West 13th Street between 9th Avenue and Washington in the Manhattan's Meatpacking District.
Right. And then the other gig is Saturday night at the Taxi Beach Party.
Yeah. Water Taxi Beach Party. It's 2nd Street and Borden Avenue in Long Island City, Queens.
Very good.
You can check watertaxibeach.com for that stuff. But that's from 8 p.m. to 3 a.m. for that one. But I think APT goes from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m., right?
Right, yeah. And I think we're going to start around midnight or so.
Okay.
The Water Taxi Beach will be very cool, too. I think APT is kind of probably going to be a little more like dirty underground clubby vibe, you know what I mean? Like,
well, that's kind of the system there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's got the booming system, the little womb of sound.
Yeah.
So we're going to probably bang that place a little more in terms of like what you'd expect from UR. But I think the Water Taxi Beach is going to be a little more eclectic, like I'm bringing funk records. James Plant is bringing house, you know.
Yeah.
Milton is a big electro head, so he'll probably play some old electro cuts.
So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so it'll be a diverse sound, you know what I mean? So yeah.
Cool. And then,
it's going to be a good weekend.
And also, during the day on Saturday is PS1, which people might like to go check that out before they head over to the Water Taxi Beach. And it's Glass Candy playing live, Mike Simonetti DJing, and Love Fingers DJing. So all people who have been on the show. So I think it'll be a really nice day all around.
Yeah. You're just going to be beat at the end of that day.
Yeah.
Between being at PS1 for 5 hours and then going for another 5 hours to the Water Taxi Beach.
Well.
You're done. But that's summer in New York, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, you get your weekend's worth.
Well, let's get started play
talking.
Some music. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, enough talking. But so I'm going to start things off with a track from Electronic Warfare 2.0. This is a track called Technology Gap. And it features Atlantis, who is also our label manager. And he's like our MC and vocals guy. So he might get on the mic this weekend and hype
all
people
right.
up. But
right.
he's coming to town too. I didn't mention that, but Atlantis is coming. So it's actually before people. But yeah, I'm starting with that. There's a track called Technology Gap from Electronic Warfare 2.0, which is out now.
All right. Well, let's get started.
Cool.
Beats in Space here with DJ Dex, a.k.a. Nomadico. From Underground Resistance here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. We're going till 1 a.m. So here we go.
Technology, yeah. Don't lose my mind.
Mm-hmm.